Welcome to the channel. I'm Mark Headley, your host today. Welcome to another episode of the Tom Cruise Spy Files. In these episodes, we've been covering 40,000 internal Scientology documents that have been leaked. And in these series of videos, we're covering the ones that have to do with Tom Cruise. And as we do these, we like to show you some of the people that are involved before we cover the document. So let's get right into it. In this document, we have Scientology's Tom Cruise spy files. Now, these few files we're going to cover today, they don't have that many people, but they are very random people considering what we're covering and how this is being dealt with, the situation that's going to come up. So, of course, we've got David Miscavige, chairman of the board, RTC. We have Tom Cruise, teen matinee idol. Then we've got Shelley Miscavige, who's the chairman of the board assistant at the time. And then we've got Larice Stuckenbrock, who is the chairman of the board communicator. And then we have a new key player today, and that is the director of vehicles, Golden Era Productions, Yvonne Gonzalez. Now, these people would normally probably not have a lot to do with each other, but let's see how can I explain this? In Scientology, there's kind of a weird thing. If you were the person that served L. Ron Hubbard his meals, and then he liked it, and he was very fond of how you cooked or served the meals, then in the Scientology world, you were the best person to do that type of thing and handle anything that had to do with that. And over the years, there L. Ron Hubbard's stewards or his driver or his... any of these type of people, after L. Ron Hubbard passed away, they were famous because they were they worked for L. Ron Hubbard. Even L. Ron Hubbard's doctor, I think his name was Dr. Gene Dank. Dr. Dank was a very famous Scientology doctor because he was L. Ron Hubbard's doctor, and he worked, very prominent Scientology patients. Anyway, over the years, this has now kind of transferred over to David Miscavige. And David Miscavige had a van built for him in the early 2000s. It was like a GMC Savannah car, like a stripped out van that was made into like an office limousine for him. And the person who built that was this woman, Yvonne Gonzalez, the director of vehicles, Golden Era Productions. And there's actually some pictures. The picture that I have here that I'm showing you today is from a series of photos where David Miscavige, Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, and I want to say it was Yvonne Gonzalez. We're at Laguna Seca racetrack, and that's the only place I've ever seen Yvonne photographed out in the wild with David Miscavige. But she was his driver. That's why she was there. She was David Miscavige's driver, and she was building custom vehicles for him, along with another gentleman named John Brousseau, who used to be in Golden Era Productions, and he was in the motor pool department, and he eventually was promoted to Religious Technology Center, where he made David Miscavige other custom motorcycles and vehicles when he was in Religious Technology Center, working directly for Dave, and he made stuff for Tom Cruise, and he made all sorts of really fancy gifts for David Miscavige and Tom Cruise at the direction, from the direction of David Miscavige. Okay, so that's a little backdrop. And so now when I read the document, hopefully it'll make a little bit more sense, and I might explain it a little bit as we go. Okay, so let's get right into the document. This document is from 13 July 2005, and I found a little pocket of documents that they just seemed odd, and they didn't have anybody that I recognized in it. And I was able to kind of piece all the pieces together and then find another file from the day after this one that sort of tells what the story is. Okay, so the document is from the director of vehicles, and that's Golden Air Productions. Now, that this is a very key document as well, because Religious Technology Center and Golden Air Productions, they're not supposed to have any... Religious Technology Center is not supposed to be managing the day-to-day activities of Golden Air Productions or the Church of Scientology International, although they 100% do that 24/7, 365. So this document is a bit odd in terms of the structure of Scientology organizations. And anybody in Scientology who is watching this video is going to find this completely insane. Okay, so it's the document is from the director of vehicles, Yvonne Gonzalez, and it's being sent directly to COB assistant RTC. It's from 13 July 2005, and it's CCing the DIR-INR ASI. And what that is called the Director of Inspections and Reports. And this is for author services. And I'm not exactly sure why author services is being copied on this document. That's even another bizarre thing. So I'm not exactly sure what the connection is there. But then it's also CCing COBCOM, which is Larice Stuckenbrock. And it says, Re, Joshua Harris, Dear Sir, in a phone call approximately 2 weeks ago, that's another weird thing, is that somebody in Religious Technology Center shouldn't be calling somebody in Golden Air Productions as well. In a phone call approximately 2 weeks ago, you told me to get Josh handled as he had turned in his resignation to Michael Dovin, and I am now reporting compliance. Okay, so let me unpack that. If a senior Sea Org member gives a junior Sea Org member an order, they have to do write up what's called a compliance report. And in a compliance report, you have to say what was ordered, what was done, and then you have to show evidence of that. And it's usually titled compliance report, and then you send it up, and you have photos or Polaroids or whatever to attach to prove what you ordered was done. And then there's photographic evidence of it or some kind of write-up or something. Okay, so that's that. Now, Josh Harris was Tom Cruise's driver. Okay, so what's happening here is this guy, Josh Harris, he says, I'm going to resign. And he wrote that to Michael Dovin, who is the executive director or the person that's running Tom Cruise's production company called Odin Productions. And so this driver guy was like, peace out. I'm resigning. I'm not going to be Tom Cruise's driver anymore. And so then I guess Michael Dovin, somehow that word got from Dovin, because Michael Dovin at the time and his wife, I can't remember her name right offhand, Andrea Dovin. Andrea Dovin and Michael Dovin were spies for Scientology with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. They were their respective assistants, and they would report up on everything that was happening with them to Scientology. So obviously Michael Dovin said, hey, this guy resigned, and his driver was most likely trained by David Miscavige's driver. And so now COB assistant is calling Dave's driver to tell her to handle Tom's driver, to not quit being Tom's driver. Yeah, this is insanity in terms of Scientology. This is just a crazy, weird thing that goes on. And this is, you know, this is a Tuesday in Scientology. It says, what was ordered? Get Josh handled. What was done? Josh has been handled so as to remain at Odin. He realized that his actions were not greatest good for the greatest number of dynamics and wants to stay at Odin, be the driver, and get his exchange back in with Mr. Cruise, and then asked for promotion. Okay, so again, I covered Odin as the production company. The greatest good for the greatest number of dynamics. There's a thing in Scientology where you have the eight dynamics. And essentially, anything that you do that's good for Scientology, will be good for all eight of your dynamics. And the dynamics are like the first dynamic is yourself, and the second dynamic is your spouse or your family. And then, and that's why when people say that's his 2D, that's his second dynamic. That's how they say, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you say, this is his 2D or this is her 2D. And that 2D is relating to the dynamics, the second dynamic. The third dynamic is like your group, and then fourth dynamic is like more people, and fifth dynamic, and it goes on, and plants and animals and the earth, and it goes on until you get to the eighth dynamic, which is the God dynamic or the spirit, and the great creator. Anyway, in Scientology, whenever you want to make a decision, you have to decide, if I do this, is it the greatest good for the greatest number of dynamics? And it's sort of a short-circuited computation, because if it's not good for Scientology, it won't be good for those dynamics, because anything that helps Scientology helps all of your dynamics. That's what you learn in Scientology. Anyway, so it says, I'll read it again now that I've explained everything inside there. It says, he realized that his actions were not greatest good for greatest number of dynamics, and wants to stay at Odin, be the driver, and get his exchange back in with Mr. Cruz, and then ask for promotion. There's a lot of words missing in this sentence. I'm not exactly sure why Yvonne was writing it that way. It says, he has been over this with Michael Dovin, and as regards what he is qualified for at Odin, and will ask for the promotion once he feels like he has his exchange back in, as well as a suitable replacement has been gotten. Okay, that's another thing in Scientology. In Scientology organizations, or the Sea Org, or even in Scientology-run businesses, if you want to move to another post, you have to get somebody to do your post before you can be promoted. So it sounds like this guy's been being his driver for a while. He wants to get a promotion, but he doesn't have somebody else that can be the driver. He has to groove in a new driver, and only then could he move off of the post of Tom Cruise driver. Wow. An exchange. Exchange in Scientology, if you do something for somebody, they do something back for you, it has to be an even exchange. And the way this is being worded is that this driver guy is getting a lot more from Tom Cruise than he's giving to Tom Cruise. So he needs to get his exchange back in before he can ask for a promotion. He definitely feels he can do more for Mr. Cruise directly on films, and has communicated this to Michael. He really wants to ensure that whoever the driver is qualified and can handle the motorcycles as well. And this, like I told you earlier on, at this time, John Brousseau and Yvonne Gonsalves were building all these custom vehicles for Mr. Cruz and for David Miscavige. So now whoever takes over the driver, that in Scientology, in the Scientology world, whoever the driver is, that person's also responsible for the vehicles. So if the vehicle needs a tune-up or a tire fixed or washed or waxed or cleaned out, the driver is responsible to make sure all of that happens, and that the product that they're turning over to the person is a high quality vehicle that transports them to and fro. Okay. He really wants to ensure whoever the driver is qualified and can handle the motorcycles as well. In the last 10 days, he has finished personal values and integrity course. Okay. This is a key, because this is why she told COB assistant Shelly Miscavige told Yvonne 2 weeks ago in a phone call, you got to get this guy handled. Well, she can't really say that he's handled until he's done something, and then he changes his mind and he stays the driver. So in the last 10 days, he has finished the personal values and integrity course, how to handle relationships with others course, ups and downs in life course, second time, and how to start a successful marriage course. He is starting the STCC this weekend. STCC is Success Through Communication course. Now, all of these courses, I want to say, are like $50 to $150 courses that you could go to the Celebrity Center and do, and it might take you an hour or two to do each one of these. So this guy's gotten through three or four courses in the period of the 2 weeks, and he's about to start the Success Through Communication course this weekend. He called this evening to tell me that he is staying at Odin absolutely. 2 days ago, he still was undecided when he talked to me. He also thanked me for repeatedly telling him in the last couple of weeks that he was full of crap for wanting to leave, and it was not the greatest good for the greatest number of dynamics, as it wasn't. Wow. Okay, and then page two. Based on his phone call tonight, I wanted to send this compliance and let you know he was extremely uptone and very happy to tell me that he was staying at Odin. This is okay. Much love. And then she would have signed it Yvonne. Okay, so there's so many crazy things about this. First of all, Yvonne Gonzalez used to be in the Religious Technology Center, and her post was Inspector General, MAA. So that is the master at arms. That is essentially one of the police officers within the C organization. And the RTC MAA, or police officer, is the most senior police officer in all of Scientology. And remember how earlier I was telling you the DIR-INR ASI, that's the inspections and reports. That's the director of the police department in a Scientology organization. And each one of the police officers in that department are called MAAs. I'm not exactly sure why the chief MAA at RTC is over all the INRs, because that's sort of not the way it works. But either way, we don't need to get into that. But regardless, she escaped from Scientology, Yvonne. She blew RTC. Blow is an unauthorized departure. She blew Religious Technology Center and escaped. And when she came back to, was recovered and brought back to the international headquarters, she was kicked out of Religious Technology Center and she was put in Motor Pool in Golden Era Productions, which is the lowest you can be at the international headquarters of Scientology. And Golden Era Productions is the lowest echelon, or the lowest senior organization. It's the bottom at the international headquarters. And she was made the Motorcycles IC. And then over the years, she was promoted from Motorcycles IC in Golden Air Productions to the Director of Vehicles. And I'm pretty sure it was because the Director of Vehicles went to the Rehabilitation Project Force. And so a lot of senior executives in Scientology, for any Scientologists who are watching this, a guy named Jeff Weber used to be a bus driver in Motor Pool. Before that, Jeff Walker. He was the senior case supervisor international. He was in charge of all technology and one of the highest trained Scientology counselors in Scientology. And when he tried to escape from Scientology and was recovered back, he was assigned to the Motor Pool department, and he was made a bus driver. And I think he actually split two posts. He was the deputy D-weeder when he wasn't driving a bus. So he was a bus driver / deputy D-weeder, many deputies of D-weeders. John Eastman was made a Motor Pool staff member. Many people over the years were assigned to Motor Pool as sort of a punishment more than anything else. Okay, let's do the next document. Now, this evidently, I don't have the document, but evidently COB assistant got Yvonne's dispatch and asked some questions, and now she's answering those questions. So this is 14 July 2005, from DIR Vehicles to COB Assistant RTC. It says CC DIR INR ASI, COB COM, and the CCI RTC Rep HFA. Now that is the Celebrity Center International Religious Technology Center representative held from above. As far as I know, at this time, the RTC rep at Celebrity Center might have left or escaped or got busted, because now this person is being held by The girl's name was Elsie Tucker. And for anybody who was in Scientology in the Pacific Area Command or the PAC base, Elsie Tucker was the deputy inspector general for the PAC, for the Pacific Area crew, or command or whatever. I don't remember which are, they, it changed over the years or it's been known by different things, but it's Pacific Area, is the complex of buildings that are blue in Hollywood, California, the United States of America. All those different organizations is referred to as PAC. Okay, so that's all that. And it says, Re Joshua Harris, Dear Sir, thanks very much. And I'm answering your question to me concerning what Josh wants to be promoted to. CCIRTC Rep HFA is answering you separately on the questions to her. Josh told me that he wants to be Michael Dovin's assistant, i.e. be a production assistant on film production under him and take this load. He feels he is experienced to do this. He has been a production assistant on a number of other films, such as One Time in Mexico, Terminator 2, etc. He is still in a 2D with Jen Hammond in present time. She has been getting an overhaul, and the RTC rep is reviewing this and getting you a report separately on her handlings. Okay, a lot to unpack there too. Okay, remember earlier when I said 2D? There you go. He is still in a 2D with Jen Hammond. Okay, also, I don't think her name is Jen Hammond. I think her name is Jennifer Hammond, no D. Obviously this Josh Harris guy is in a relationship with Jennifer Hammond, and Jennifer Hammond, I want to say, worked at Odin Productions as an assistant to both. Gosh, I want to say she was an assistant to Katie Holmes as well as Tom Cruise. We'll have to look up on IMDb. If it's up there, I'll put it up in a picture right now. And then I'll also put some pictures of what Josh Harris, but I'm pretty sure he did end up getting promoted. He is listed as a production assistant or Tom Cruise's assistant on at least three or four films, if I remember correctly. I looked this up years and years ago when I was doing another thing about Yvonne Gonzalez for a totally separate thing. And I came across this Josh Harris guy in that as well. Okay. It says she has been getting an overhaul, and the RTC rep is reviewing this. Okay, now Jennifer Hammond has a very long history with David Miscavige and Tom Cruise. We shot a movie with Jen Hammond, Mitch and I. It was a Scientology public film called The Married Couple. And in the film, The Married Couple, the wife cheats on the husband, and then they get Scientology marriage counseling, and then everything's wonderful and their marriage lives on. Well, when we were casting the film, Jennifer Hammond came up as one of the actresses that was being proposed, and the talent department has to do like a deep dive on this person, and they have to get interrogated and all these things in order to come to the international headquarters to be filmed. And Jen Hammond went through all that. She passed all that. And then we shot a whole entire movie with her called The Married Couple. Okay, the film was done, and I'm pretty sure it was either being edited or it was even being done being edited, and it was just about to be released at a Scientology convention or event is what we call them, a Scientology event. And I got a communication from David Miscavige. I got a dispatch like this from David Miscavige saying, hey, your actress was on Cinemax last night at 3 a.m. in a film that I'm pretty sure she shouldn't have been in, in order to be cast in the Married Couple film. And sure enough, she had shot a movie called Allison is Watching. And the copy of the movie that she gave to the talent department was the R-rated version of this movie. And it had to do with a girl that worked on the streets at night. And she, when she came home to her apartment, this other girl named Allison would spy on her, while she was doing personal activities in her room. And this Allison girl was played by Jennifer Hammond. And after many times witnessing this other female being involved in different activities in her room, she joined in those activities. In the R-rated version of the film, she goes in and they're making out, and then it cuts to later on. Well, it turns out that somehow, some way, David Miscavige was watching Skinemax at 3 a.m. and he saw the Triple X version of that film that had a very wildly different edit than the version that she had turned into the talent department at Golden Arrow Productions. And she didn't mention that when she was getting interrogated. And so that was a bit of a flap. Now, the funniest thing of all is I got this dispatch from David Miscavige, and I had to personally research the film many times to be able to find out what exactly the deal was that he had seen. And I had to get a copy of not the R-rated one. I had to get a copy of the other rated one, and I had to watch it because I needed to report back up to David Miscavige. And the funny thing is I think, it was legitimately airing on Cinemax. And, I can't remember. I think I made up some whole song and dance about how I spoke with somebody at Cinemax and it was only going to be airing once or twice more. And then they would stop their run of it. That was 100% completely made up. And, because I knew the absurdity of this was, how is it that nobody's asking? I mean, there was a lot of people that were copied on this dispatch from David Miscavige to me. And I was like, is nobody else wondering what David Miscavige is doing watching Skinemax at 3 a.m.? Like, nobody's going to ask that question. Anyway, so David Miscavige saw Jen Hammond in this film, and I wrote up the report, and she was like, oh, I didn't know. It was along the lines, like, she was playing silly on it. Like, oh, I just knew there was an R version. I didn't know there was another version. Well, I mean, she shot the version that they had. So it was like, well, but you filmed it. Anyway, Scientology is not very forgiving for that type of stuff. And David Miscavige and L. Ron Hubbard were both very, very, very homophobic. So the fact that a prominent Scientologist who is also in a Scientology film that was shot by the Sea Organization and Golden Arrow Productions is also in one of these movies that Scientologists are not even really supposed to be watching was a huge flap, even though the head of Scientology was watching them, right? Anyway, so it says in this document, this was just a few years before this. And the craziest thing of all is we thought this Jen Hammond girl, Jennifer Hammond, was going to get in big trouble. We were able to salvage it and we still used her in the film and that all went. But the next thing you know, after that whole thing happened, she was working for Tom Cruise. So I don't know what happened between David Miscavige seeing her in a film and her suddenly being hired by Tom Cruise, but somehow they were all connected up after that. Okay, so let's just do this last part. It says, he is still in a 2D with Jen Hammond in present time. She has been getting an overhaul and the RTC rep is reviewing this and getting you a report separately on her handlings. Okay, so I don't know if she was involved in other flaps or other things that were happening, but it seems like the RTC reps were working her over. When it says overhaul, that just means that she was being interrogated and having to do study Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard references or policies, or she was having to do something and the RTC rep was doing that and reviewing it to see if it was done. And then it says, if anything else is needed, please let me know. This is okay. Much love. And then it would have just been signed Yvonne. Okay. So now this is a wild thing that the person who's responsible for checking the air on David Miscavige's tires is now also writing to the head of Scientology and his assistant, because in a lot of cases, Shelley Miscavige is only writing about something that Dave asked about, or Dave wants to know about, or Dave wants handled. So if Tom Cruise heard, or Michael Doven's like, hey, I'm about to lose my driver, then Dave Miscavige goes, hey, Shelley, find out what's happening with his driver. Make sure he doesn't lose him. And then all this happens separately. But the person that checks David Miscavige's car tire air is also checking on Tom Cruise's guy who checks his tires and his air, and then reporting up on who's he in a relationship with and what's happening with her and what handlings are being done with her. This is like a giant, giant waste of everybody's time. Anyway, there's some more. I kind of found, this is like opal mining. I was digging around these files and then I found these two from 2005. I was like, oh, what are these? And then when I was digging around those, I found a whole bunch of other Odin production dispatches as well. And those are likely the next ones we're going to do, because there's all kinds of nonsense that's happening over at Odin. And they're freaking out over there about things that are missing and people are getting interrogated, and it's a whole thing. So that'll likely be one of the next files we do. But I just wanted to say thank you for everybody who tuned in for today. And we will see you on the next edition of the Scientology Tom Cruise Spy Files. Thanks. Until next time. Thanks for watching. If you'd like to help support the channel, feel free to check out the merch store link in the description. We have Hail Xenu, Xenu is my homeboy, and BFG branded mouse pads, shirts, mugs, all sorts of other stuff in there that helps us to bring you new content on a regular basis. You can also pick up a copy of my book, Blown for Good, Behind the Iron Curtain of Scientology, in hardback, Kindle, and Audible versions as well. There's also a link to our podcast, and you can get that on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to watch another video, you can click on this link right here, or you can click on this one here, or you can click on the subscribe button right here. Thanks a lot. Until next time.